You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Adam Powell. Adam, would you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
My name is Adam Clayton Powell III. I'm the executive director of the University of Southern California Initiative on Election Cybersecurity. It's a 50-state campaign, and tomorrow we'll be in Alaska.
And where am I talking to you from right now?
I'm sitting, unfortunately, on the east coast of the United States. I mean, it has broken the hearts of all of our team that we could not be there in person, which is what we had planned back in January. I wanted to be back in Alaska. I've been in Alaska many times. And, well, here we are.
Here we are. Well, I'm glad that you were able to connect with us. And today you'd like to talk about an election cybersecurity initiative for Alaskans. It's happening tomorrow. It's via Zoom. And I know that you have a lot to share, but I wanted to start with the USC Election Cybersecurity Initiative. Can you please say more about what that is?
We actually started 5 years ago, before it was a big headline. And with credit where credit's due, it was because of a longtime friend of mine, Vint Cerf, who invented the internet back in the 1960s. He came to a meeting we had in 2015, and we were talking about mobile phones and public service, and he said, "Why in the world are you talking about mobile phones?" I said, "Well, Vint, it's because that's the purpose of this meeting." And he said, "Well, you know, you can buy a coffee maker now with an IP address. You can buy a refrigerator connected to the internet. Don't you want to be concerned about everything connected to the internet? Everything, every government private device connected to the internet." And everyone around the table looked at each other, and we all said, "Oh, yeah, that's a good idea." And he said, "Good, no more mobile phones. Now let's talk about the internet." And then the National Governors Association came to us and said, "Can't you help us with election cybersecurity? We'll make you our research partner." And we were with the NGA for 3-4 years. And it was an eye-opening experience, because we assembled a team of people from the USC schools of engineering, communications, public policy, law, business, and it touches everything. And so we've been able to bring to bear on this our small team into a big problem.
I see. So can you say more about what about this work is important to you? Why do you do it? Why did you get involved?
Well, our slogan is, this is not my invention. Our slogan is, "Our candidate is democracy." We can't think of anything more important. And so what we're doing now in all 50 states, I remember somebody from Alaska called me 5-6 months ago and said, "Are you really coming to Alaska?" I said, "Yes." Well, unfortunately, now we have to come virtually, but that's okay. We think this is as important as anything we can do, because there are so many adversaries, foreign and domestic, who want to discredit democracy. That's the low-hanging fruit. You talk to people at Homeland Security in Washington, and they say that our adversaries talk about the return on investment. Trying to change election results, that's pretty difficult because we're so decentralized. But casting doubt on the election result, that's something which Russia and China and Iran can do with little investment and with little effort.
So you're saying that it's not so much, it is about election security, but it is also about security from disinformation, such as the article that came out today in the New York Times, "Russians targeting Americans with disinformation using our social media."
Exactly correct. I mean, one thing we want to do, we do three things in our workshop tomorrow. One thing we want to do is basic cybersecurity for all campaign and election officials. And so we have some special tools for them, including special tools for working in the age of the COVID virus. The second thing we do is exactly what you mentioned, disinformation and misinformation, because that seems to be the primary avenue by which our adversaries are going to try to disrupt at least the credibility of democracy and of elections. And the third thing we will do tomorrow is, what is it that campaigns and elections and all of us need to do when the bad thing happens? How do you prepare for the bad thing? And we call that crisis communications, because campaigns, elections, anything connected with them are prime targets for adversaries. We had in our North Dakota workshop, we had the governor of North Dakota who gave a really chilling example. He said, here in North Dakota, we know that Russia attacked a 200-person school district. Well, why in the world would they do that? The answer is that if they can get to those kids' phones, those kids go home, then they get into their home networks. Who's in their home networks? Just like in Alaska, there are people who might be running for office, people who might be running campaigns, but guess what? They also might be might be people running Minuteman missile bases or SAC Air Force bases, and the Russians really want to disrupt those systems. So it's campaigns, but it's a lot more.
Oh, that is chilling. Wow. Okay, so we'll go over the details of the workshop tomorrow for those who want to check it out and need that information. But I'm curious as to who this workshop is for, in your opinion.
Well, our primary target, back when we started a year ago working on this, has, and with our National Governors Association partnership going back to 2015, our primary target has always been people in elections. That's campaign workers, state and local campaign workers, state and local election workers. What we've done at the request of our largest funder now, Google, is to open it up to the public. And so we have tremendous participation by the League of Women Voters, other civic groups, universities, and other academics. And what we have seen as we have started this program back in January, we started in Maryland, was the Department of Homeland Security saying, you know what, we need to, with that North Dakota example as an interesting precedent, we need to think of this as the old Smokey the Bear campaign, where only you can prevent forest fires, only you can prevent cybersecurity breaches. And so we're open to the public because cybersecurity turns out to be everybody's business because of the way we are all connected, and especially because of the way we are all working at home or remotely because of the virus. And that introduces a whole level of security issues, which are really problematic. And so part of our presentation tomorrow is going to be, how do you secure your system at home or wherever you're working remotely when you're not in a secure facility?
So would you say that's where we're most vulnerable, at our in our homes, on our personal devices?
That has introduced a huge vulnerability because our mobile phones, our laptops, are not as secure as the ones where we used to work in, whether you were in a Democratic or Republican Party headquarters, whether you were in a campaign, whether you were in the state, state or local election office. It's not as secure. So you have to take extra steps. And so we're going to outline some of that. The Homeland Security and the National Security Agency actually have sent out really terrific one-pagers, just a page you can download. We'll show those tomorrow, indicating what to do, what not to do. It sounds like it's very elementary, but it's not, because our adversaries, foreign and domestic, are probing for the weaknesses wherever they can find them. So we all have to be more secure.
And is this effort supported by both parties? Would you consider it a bipartisan initiative?
We are definitely bipartisan. In fact, a year ago when we were beginning to plan for this, we met with people who have run, both parties, who have run presidential and state and local campaigns, people in both parties, governors, lieutenant governors, attorneys general, secretaries of state, who are in charge of state and local campaigns. We've had the outgoing and incoming heads of the National Association of Secretaries of State as speakers. We've had governors. Tomorrow we'll have the Lieutenant Governor of Alaska. We are bipartisan. And in one of our meetings, it was with two people who've run presidential campaigns, Bob Frum, who ran the John Kerry campaign in 2004 and many other Democratic campaigns, and Mike Murphy, who ran the 2016 Jeb Bush campaign and many other Republican campaigns, both good friends. And I said, you know, we're like you guys. We're going to run a 50-state campaign. And in fact, Mike Murphy said, oh, come on, Adam. Nobody goes to Alaska. I said, we're going to Alaska. Come on. So I said, we're running a 50-state campaign just like you guys did. but with no candidate. And Bob leaned over and he said, Adam, you're wrong. Your candidate is democracy. I said, whoa, Bob, I'm going to steal it. And ever since then, that's been our slogan. Our candidate is democracy. That's who we want to see win. And that strikes a resonant chord around the country. We're finding that Democrats and Republicans around the country don't want foreigners to be interfering with our election. And so one thing we're working on, and it was an eye-opener to me in our second state, Ohio, the Secretary of State, who's as Republican as they come, Frank LaRose, he said, you know what? I work with my Democratic counterpart in Michigan, and she's as Democratic as they come. And we do roadshows, the two of us. We do roadshows promoting election cybersecurity. I said, Frank, we want to sign on to that. And so we're actually going to record them next week doing one of their roadshows virtually now to show that this is a bipartisan effort to try to keep our democracy safe.
Well, Adam, I think this is really fascinating stuff, and I wish we could talk about it all day. And thank you for your efforts and to your team as well for doing this important work. But I think before we say goodbye today, we better tell people how to RSVP for this workshop and what are the details if they want to check it out. Do you have that information?
Great. I'm going to have to scroll down here on my screen. But yes, it's really simple to RSVP. You can go to, give me a moment here. Here we go. Free Alaska Cybersecurity Program. It's https://uscalaska.eventbrite.com. uscalaska.eventbrite.com. That's it. And that'll take you to the RSVP page. And we hope a lot of you will come. We've gotten a lot of RSVPs from across Alaska. You know, the problem is if we'd been there in person, whether we were in Juneau or Fairbanks or Anchorage, is that it would be hard for a lot of people from around the state to come to us. But now you can all come. So that's it, uscalaska.eventbrite.com.
Yeah, that is one advantage to doing these things virtually. And what's your itinerary like tomorrow? I think I saw that it starts around 10 a.m.?
Yeah, well, 10:30 we begin, 10:30 your time, we begin, and we'll have the lieutenant governor will start, then we'll have a presentation on cyber safety and cybersecurity. Then we'll have a reporter from Alaska who will give us a perspective on how this is playing out there. We'll have a presentation on disinformation and misinformation. Then we'll have a panel of six people, including people from both political parties, who will again discuss how this is playing out in Alaska, and we'll end with a presentation on how to prepare for the bad thing. We're all being targeted by adversaries, but no one's being targeted more, we believe, than campaigns and elections. So what if something works? What if one of our adversaries gets through? You need to be prepared right now. So we'll have basically response plans for what to do if something bad happens. And we're going to end with a lot of resources, and we'll put them up on the screen so people can take pictures of them with their cell phone cameras. Resources from the federal government, from technology companies to help each and every one of us fight against election adversaries.
Adam Powell, thanks so much for speaking with me today. And if this is as interesting to our listeners as it is to me, they should go to uscalaska.eventbrite.com to find out more about the event, the cybersecurity initiative, or to RSVP for tomorrow's workshop. Anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye today?
No, I guess I just need to make certain everybody knows the spelling. It's uscalaska.eventbrite, spelled EventBrite. So it's not the way we would spell the word bright.
Thanks for mentioning that. I assumed too much there. Well, Adam, again, thanks so much for talking to me today and sharing all that information. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Well, thanks so much to you and all your colleagues and Bill Legere and all the others who have helped us with this. And we look forward to a wonderful workshop tomorrow.
You take care now.